All right, here we go. Back with another weekly Mint Sauce Chronicles. I hope everyone's in good health. This will be released on Saturday, the 11th of February, 2023. Thanks for all the emails. Remember, contact if you're having trouble with your membership is, or any other reason for contacting us, info@sheepfarm.co.uk. Format of the shows is simple, and I keep saying this because we do get emails about it. We release about four shows a month. All shows will be released on a Saturday. Members get full podcast plus downloads. Non-members get part one of the podcast. If you're a member, that's a Yorkshire accent kicking in. If you are a member and you aren't logged in, you won't see the full podcast. You can only see the full podcast if you're logged in. And you'll know it's a full podcast because you'll see the duration. So, yeah, we get emails on that as well. So, if you're not getting any emails reminding you when the podcasts are released, don't worry about that because they're always on there on a Saturday. So it doesn't really matter. Just check on a Saturday, they're there. We're going to push back Jerry's live interview, if you'll notice, back into March. Other things just caught up. It takes a long time to get shows ready. And, yeah, to do it justice, I won't have time to do that. We've got the recording of the Huxley thing, and we haven't even really started yet, because every time we have a conversation about it, it seems to get longer. Don't it, Chris?
Yeah, every time.
Sorry to interrupt you, opening your bottle of witch piss there.
It's all right.
What is it tonight? Pop. There you go.
It's a bottle of Rioja.
A bit of a lame a cork pop, that.
Yeah, I'm actually really looking forward to this. I've had a long day. I've been up since 6, been at work since 7.
Right.
Yeah.
It's now what? 10 to 8?
Yeah. So I had stopped. Got home, picked Nipper up from school, got her to bed, then ran down here to do this.
Right. So yeah. It's now at 8 o'clock, well, 10 to 8 on a Tuesday.
Because my missus,
his missus is playing football, I think. His twig legs. <isn't she? laughs> Olive oil.
Have we mentioned that before? Because every time...
I think we have,
But she mentions it to me, I'm playing football, I burst out laughing. And every time I mention it to you, you burst out laughing.
Yeah, I mentioned it to me eldest son and he burst out laughing. He went, what, Lou? Yeah, twig legs.
She's, oh, yeah, we have mentioned football. It, yeah, Trumping tornadoes.
Yeah, yeah. Trumpington tornadoes.
There's no tornadoes coming out of them.
No, just Trumpings.
Only out back end.
Yeah. Yeah, so we pushed Jerry back to March so we can concentrate on this Huxley film, which seems to be growing even more wings. And I thought it was a done deal, but...
We've hardly ever done any recordings of it.
We haven't done any recordings of it, Chris. I have actually done the intro, which is about 6 minutes long. And... Yeah, anyway, I've come back from the clinic today. It's a couple of interesting things there, actually, but I'll talk about them in a sec. I had a 20-gram vitamin C, a bit hyper tonight.
Right.
It's probably the first time I've had one. I've been doing a process of high-dose vitamin C, IV-wise, just to see what it does to my few symptoms that are left. And today is the first time I've had a treatment and I felt hyper. I feel hyper tonight. Yeah.
I'm knackered and you're hyper. Great.
Yeah. So there you go. I've just reordered me magnesium from Clive de Carle.
Yeah, I'm going to reorder some as well. We've just run out. We've just run out exactly the same time. We must have about 7, man.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Clive de Carle's magnesium is the go-to. And believe me, I've taken a lot of supplements and I'm not just selling, we don't earn anything from Clive's products, but he's probably magnesium capsules are probably the best capsules I've taken.
Know what? It's funny, right? Because I've been running low. I haven't been taking as many. And we're not selling these, by the way. Like, don't get out of it. But my back started hurting today. Mm. I mean, I've done two long shifts at work in a row. So it could be a bit of that. But
well,
it's just a bit...
One interesting thing
like
is...
this for a long time.
One of the nurses at the clinic, she's got a bad back. And when she has an ozone 10 pass and a glutathione push, a bad back disappears. And she hadn't had a treatment since October. She got a really bad back. She was on painkillers. Mm. But I want to try her on Clive's magnesium capsules because mixed with what we do and that, I think it'll help her a lot. So it's going to be interesting. I'm going to mention it to her.
I think that's what I'll order.
Yeah. I'll order a tub. Yeah. But it's interesting anyway to just to see.
Another good thing that I found before I got Clive's tablets, and the only thing I ever found
capsules. They're not tablets.
Capsules, sorry, not the tablets. Tablets are crap, apparently, according to Dom.
No, they're not crap. Nothing. They're not crap. They're just different things. People just get. It's easy to get them mixed up when you say one thing to another.
But one thing I found that eased my bad back, because I've had a chronic bad back for years, was magnesium oil.
Yeah.
It never solved it, but it was an instant mild relief, if you like.
Might have rubbing that on your weirdo.
No, I bought loads of it because it was the only thing I found that could actually take it away a little bit.
Well, that's telling you something. It's just giving you a signal that magnesium was one of the keys that you needed. And when you mix that with what you had when you came up that time, when you had ozone, ozone clears out cells and it makes nutrients more bioavailable and wine, witch piss. Which piss more bioavailable as well. But it makes because it cleans your cells out, it makes the nutrients more bioavailable. You didn't have a drip when you came up last time, did you?
No. I'm coming up in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to come up again in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. We should probably film it, actually.
Yeah, film it.
We should probably film it and put it on YouTube. I'm going to start putting these on YouTube, Sheep Farm 2, I think the first hour.
We're just going to be a bit cautious what we say at first, Alan.
But we're not really talking about much. But we've definitely got a shadow ban because I put a comment on Godlemass's channel today and it's disappeared. I went to look to see if it got back to me and it's disappeared within an hour.
Excuse my ignorance, but is that what shadow banning is? It means you just kind of delete certain stuff you do, no matter what it is.
And it, obviously... Your search ability, people searching for you or your stuff, doesn't show up. Just doesn't show up anymore.
Right.
You're there, but you don't show up.
Right.
And that's how it goes. We noticed a couple of odd things starting to happen in the news where we were getting died suddenly stuff. They started putting in like old actors like Lee Marvin, and I've just noticed another one, a guy called Richard Green. I've never heard of Richard Green, but he's been in some films apparently, but in the 50s and 60s and stuff like that.
Right,
he was ex Robin Hood star, anyway. And they're replaying these died suddenlys, like he died in 80s and Marvin died in 80s. Like that were so this can be normal now, normalized. What they're forgetting is the amount of people that are dying suddenly. Nobody's denying that people didn't die suddenly. That'd be stupid. Right, it's the amount of people that are dying suddenly.
Well, that article about Lee Marvin, I mean, how relevant is Lee Marvin to kids of today? I mean, he's literally just relevant on my radar, and I'm 15 here.
Yeah.
So you were already the old actor when we were kids. So
Our Man Flint.
That one, him, not James Coburn.
Well, that James Coburn. I always get them two mixed up.
Yeah. No, Lee Marvin always played a bad guy, didn't he?
Yeah. Lee Marvin were in that war movie, wasn't he? Dirty Dozen.
Yes. He was main guy, wasn't he? But he said in the article that he died after a brief flu problem.
I know.
But what a strange article.
Well, it's not strange, is it? Because this is
how... it's not strange, but...
The algorithm AI corruptness works, doesn't it?
Let's do a what do they call it, 1919 flu on Lee Marvin.
Yeah.
Bit of retro fixing. It's just a reverse memory hole, isn't it? They've just, they can write news from the past and it won't matter. It's like we said when all the, terrorist attacks were happening, that it didn't really matter if you believed them or not because they'd got the news, they'd got the photos and the video and the imagery and the headlines. So then in 20 years, 30 years, when they drag them back up again, it's all there, whether it happened or not.
Yeah.
And it's the whether same it happened with this nonsense. Or
not, it's true because we say it's true.
We say it's true, and you need to get all your news from proper sources.
real sources.
I.e. us, no one else.
Do you say you've had a bit of serendipity today?
Yeah, this was a weird one, and it didn't dawn on me till later on today. So I'll be as brief as I can, but I went out with Miss and Nippy yesterday, and we were just telling me, Mrs. a story. I don't even know why I was telling her, right? But it was this.
She was probably bored to tears.
Yeah, she probably was bored to tears. But I was at years ago, we're going back 20 odd years, right? I was at some kind of do, and I was talking to someone, and it was this girl, and she was Italian, and her boyfriend was Scottish. So she had an Italian accent with a Scottish twang to it. And it, right. Without being rude, it was fucking hilarious, if you can imagine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try and do it, right? Anyway, this was yesterday, right? Today I'm at work. There's a girl at work. I've seen her around. I'm not really spoken to her. And she starts talking to me with an accent, like a European accent. Turns out she's French. And I spot a bit of jock in there. And right. I said, where are you from? She said, I'm French. And I said, did I just spot a bit of Scottish in your accent? And she said, yeah, my boyfriend's Scottish. And then I never thought about it. And then as the day went on, I thought, what were we talking about? I had no reason to bring that up as a conversation. And then it's happened twice. I was talking about it yesterday, and it happened today. And I rang Lou and I said, and she goes, that's fucking weird.
Yeah, so not dissimilar happened to me as well. I'm not going to, can't really go into it, but.
It's been a while since, I've had a few, but not as blatant as that. I mean, that's just a bizarro one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is bizarro. Yeah.
She had a funny. I was laughing at it. So I started calling her Le Jock. Look, she found it funny because who knows? She could have got sued, could her?
You can take me freedom, but you'll near take me croissant.
That was pretty good.
You bastard. Sorry for any Scottish people living there. I love that accent, to be fair. Especially when you swear.
My missus is half Scottish.
Yeah, Dad's a jock, innit? Yeah. Can he say jock now, or is that racist?
I don't fucking know. You can't. we were having this conversation with Alan, a guy at work. He's a bit older. He's older than me, and we were saying what you can and can't say. And I said, when I first met my missus, I referred to myself as half caste. And she went, you can't say that. I said, well, I can I, if I want. I just kind of say what I want.
It's better than saying wog.
But, I mean, it's that whole world has just reached a level of ridiculousness beyond even worth talking about, hasn't it?
Yeah. You can't say she weren't saying that under her breath, you know, to a friend. Yeah, he's a half-caste.
But what did she say had to say?
He's a part breed.
It's changed again. It changed from that to, I think, is it dual heritage now?
Something like that. He can't go into post offices because they think he's going to hold it up, but he keeps saying to him, it's just my nostrils.
Yeah,
it's not a song.
But even people, the thing is, these things are decided by upper middle class white people, aren't they? What you can and can't say. It's not decided by mild ethnics like me and you or anyone else.
No,
you know, I mean, you're not allowed to ask someone where they're from anymore because it's
I know
racist.
All of it's just gone gaga, isn't it? Just everything's gaga. We're living. We're going to talk about the Grammys now, only because we talked about it on phone earlier. But I did a little bit of digging around, and there were a strange set. I know one of my go-to places to watch stuff, you introduced me, is Ed from the Outer Light in New Zealand. And he did a great one on the Grammys.
He gets on them quick, doesn't he? These things.
Well, he's more in tune than we are on news things. You know what I mean? That's his play.
I'm slow northern as it takes us about a week to catch up with news.
Yeah, I know. No, he's sharp. But he's sharp. And what I like about different people, it's like when we do those presentations, say on Rise Above, with Lance Masterly or Andy and Omar, because when you listen back to them, the stuff that I wrote down, it comes back from several different angles, and that's what Ed does. He comes from his own perspective, and generally we're talking about the same thing, and that's the beauty about it, isn't it? Everyone's adding a little bit of perspective to it, just like some of the comments that we get, you know. And it was the opening. It was a song, not the opening. It was a song done by Sam Smith and Kim Petras, I think she's called. An ex-bloke.
Right.
An ex-lad. And this is what a newspaper, this is what it said in a newspaper headline. Sam Smith and Kim Petras offered one of the raciest moments of the 65th annual Grammys tonight, February 5th, with a seductive performance of their global smash hit, Unholy. Now,
Unholy, it's called as well.
Yeah, unreal.
I mean, I saw a clip of that last night and then I nodded off, but it will, that red haze they had over it all just looked creepy as hell, didn't it? And the fact that that main guy, that Sam Smith, had a pair of horns on. Yeah. I mean, I know that for like a decade or so, people have pulled up out these NFL stuff and Grammys and whatever, you, and Oscars, whatever. But that was the
answer.
Most that was the most blatant I've seen, though, where it's just literally looked like hell or a depiction of hell. That was like worse than any the Madonna one that she did.
Yeah, it was. Well, she was hosting it, wasn't she? Amarid.
Did you see that?
Yeah, did you see her? I mean, is that really Madonna? I know Mark Devlin were meant talking about that. Is that really her?
Well, you wouldn't know, because that could be me in that mask. That could literally have been me with a wig on.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of these stars now are getting like Bo Selector, aren't they?
Yeah, literally, yeah.
They are getting like Bo Selector.
But I mean, when you actually pause and you think, if 20 years ago you'd have seen that and said, this is the vision of the Grammys in the future, you'd be like, what? What the hell is that? What is going on? So, no disrespect, but you've got that guy who's binary, whatever he is, and then you've got that guy's turned into a woman, and that's the electrifying show of the Grammys, introduced by old blooming ballhead. You know what?
He's got leather pants on with high heels and a hat with devil horns.
Yeah.
Surrounded by, I don't know what you class them people as. They were like zombie type characters, but you couldn't see the faces. Strange, very strange. Are we getting old? Is that what it is? I don't know. Things are wild.
I mean, that were openly satanic, that was.
But I did a bit of research onto Kim. Not drastic, really, like a quick Wikipedia. Just like, in 2006, she were aged 13. And she appeared on German TV Current Affairs show in which she discussed her medical gender transition. 13.
2006. That's kind of when it started, isn't it, really?
Yeah. At age 14, Petras appeared in a documentary and talk show. In a push to get permission for early sex reassignment surgery at the age of 16, the minimum age in Germany were 18. These appearances resulted in international media coverage of her transition, touting her as the world's youngest transsexual.
Yeah.
Petras was signed up to Republic Records in 2021 and released her first EP, Slut Pop.
Nice.
Her first project with Republic. Republic Records is a New York City-based American record label owned by Universal Music Group. Universal Music Group, NV, which I think it's based in Holland, is a Dutch-American multinational music corporation under Dutch law. Republic was initially an imprint of Universal / Motown Records Group. I bet Berry Gordy would love to know that. It's gone away from that silky soul, hasn't it? they've got revenues of €8.5 billion. A guy called Sir Lucian Charles Gerange, CBE, is a chairman and chief executive of Universal Music Group. Billboard magazine named Gerange as the most powerful person in the music business on 4 occasions.
I've heard all that before.
So these are the companies, you know, Universal, obviously Universal Studios do all the Marvel stuff, I think. Am I right?
No, Disney.
What does Universal do?
They used to do Spider-Man and stuff, didn't they? And they merged it all.
Yeah,
Is that right?
I think so. Anyway, but these companies are making films, music, TV programs, pushing this agenda in front of us. The whole agenda.
It's clearly in every film now. Well, a lot of films now.
Yes.
Majority of films.
But that were basically a satanic ritual. What I saw there, from what I think a satanic ritual is, that is what that looked like.
In that glowing circle as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like I said, people have pointed these out for a decade or so now, but that was just a horror show. I mean, I'm guessing if she was in 2006 when that started, that was literally the beginning of it, wasn't it? Was that the beginning of...
You could probably draw a line there and say... The big push, anyway. The beginning of the big push.
Yeah. Because I've said this before, the first time I ever heard that terminology was from Obama. Literally, it was on a news thing, and he said the LGBT community, and I thought, what? What's he talking about? Then it started, and then within a week, it were everywhere.
Yeah. Well, it is, isn't it? When they mention these things, old Obama there.
Now they've tried to make it historic now, haven't they? You've got the history of LGBTQ, but it didn't exist. That word did not exist. That sentence or whatever it is didn't exist, 10, 15 years ago? Because I remember it happening. I remember it being created right in front of us. But now it's historic.
Ironically. Like Lee Marvin. Old Obama there has got lines. He's got lines from three sons of Edward III back to President Obama.
Is that?
So three of Edward III's sons aligned to Obama.
What about Michael?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's actually mentioned on here, but I don't know if Michael's actually part of that. But Michelle Lavon Robinson. Or Lavon, yeah, anyway. She-man. Yeah. So, the Oxford Dictionary have rewritten last year, and our vocabulary, and last year, permacrisis, which is the word of the year for 2022. I thought that were when you went to hairdressers and told me I was bald.
Just for a perm.
Booger. We can do your ears baldy, but otherwise you're going to look like a Malteser. So they actually declared permacrisis as the word of the year. Defines this as living through a period of war, inflation, and political instability. And an extended period of instability and insecurity. Permacrisis. Resulting from a series of catastrophic events.
Why did it get voted Word of the Year?
Because they need permacrisis to be Word of the Year, because it sums up everything that we're living in, so they can just put it all in one little package and say, it's a permacrisis.
Then everyone can start reciting it back as well.
Yeah, yeah. The World Health Organization, you know, that one that gets funded hundreds of millions, billions of dollars every year to terrify us all, found that the Divot pandemic alone triggered a 25% increase in the occurrence of anxiety and depression worldwide. Plan worked.
Yeah.
Get everybody in a permacrisis and they will succumb to anything we want them to do.
Yeah, that is literally what happened.
That is the agenda, isn't it?
I was talking to a lad at work today, he's, 18? And I said, it must have been awful for you, you know, like 2 years. He said, I just stayed at home playing Xbox with my mates online.
Zombied.
Imagine that at 16 though, Fai, when you were going out and stuff.
I know.
To 18.
Horrible. Important times, aren't they, for you?
Yeah.
Educating yourself, meeting people. Yeah.
It's just a disgusting thing. I mean, do you know what? And I've always said this, even if there was some kind of flamdemic, just let it do its thing. That's just ridiculous. It's insanity. These people are psychos. It's a cult. Nutters.
Well, again, if you think about it, right? I can remember what they called people that went around shooting defenseless animals. They used to call them sportsmen. Didn't they?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so let's just say you're in Scotland and you've got, you're on Lord Fauntleroy's ground. And he says, the groundsman says, oh, we've got too many deers this year. So we're going to half them.
Yeah.
So they go around thinking they're in Marines, reliving, coming out of trenches. And they shoot all these deers. You know, they think it's sport. They actually think that it's difficult to creep up to these animals and shoot them from 500 yards away, wherever it is, while they're eating some grass. That's how they look at us. You go to McDonald's and stuff like that, don't care. Don't care that they're wiping people out.
They might as well throw a bit of sport in there, i.e. make some cash out of it, and get us all running around athletics with nappies on our heads.
Good sport, old chap. Yeah. Just sport. Just sportsmen. And then you've got Boffins.
With a cull, when the culling, why do you need to wear a red jacket, jumpers, and have 12 hounds with you to rip a fox in this? I mean, I'm not going to get into fox discussion because I don't really care either. Do you know what I mean? But you can't tell me that was just to cull them. That was definitely for a bit of fun.
Well, yeah, they got food there, drink there, and I'm sure they enjoy it. I'm sure it's a buzz as well. It's not my, I mean, we were brought up with horses, and not my, wouldn't be my flavour to do it. I've never done it.
I wouldn't want to chase a fox around and rip it up.
No, but I understand it must piss people off if they're eating all the chickens as well.
Because foxes are notorious for that. They actually go in and they don't just, I remember my dad saying that. I think we lost a few to a fox. They don't just go in there and kill one and eat it. They destroy the lot, don't they?
Yeah. Well, especially young foxes, just destroy them all.
Is that true? Anyway. I'm saying that.
They don't even know if it's a young fox, but they do. They do. They go in and destroy them.
I realised they were regurgitating something my dad had told me, and I didn't know if it were true or not.
But anyway, but this is the thing that's happening where, again, I've said this before, but you walk across a field, you don't think, oh, I wonder how many spiders and beetles I've just squashed and worms and stuff. That's how we view them, insects. They view us like insects. They just happen to be, in human bodies that view us like that. And again, the people that live round by me, they're nice people. All of them are nice people. Even that neighbour who I fell out with in 2020. He's a nice person. No, but they're nice people. They're not horrible people. And that's the problem. That's why they've succumbed to this plan. Their niceness has been used against them. As a
trustworthiness.
Weapon.
Trustworthiness,
yeah. Has been used against them for years. They've built up this trust, and that's what trust is. It's not tangible. You know, you can't just say, I trust you, and when you've only known somebody 2 minutes, they can vote a stranger in, and they've got instant trust in the system. Don't matter who it is. It can be somebody like Boris Johnson who lies on his first job, and it's put out there that he lies constantly, and he's still voted in, and people believe him because he's on BBC, which we'll come on to in a bit, the propaganda channel. But this is what the system does to people, doesn't it? And the perma-crisis is now indoctrinated into us, where it's not just one trauma like the Cold War, there's several traumas happening all at once. And they know that if you give people, and it's a psychological truth, they've done experiments on this, several traumas at once, these people go insane. They cannot juggle that many traumatic events because we view them, and it still gets to people like us and people listening, you know?
Right, just because you worry about the
future. Because we view these traumatic events as pathetic and just a stupid stunt.
But they still scare you, though, because you don't know what they're going to do next.
Well, the whole fact that they're doing them is concerning, not necessarily what is actually being done.
It's funny because I was chatting to someone on Instagram, Boho Bridges. She follows on Instagram, and she was saying we're on about friends and that instead of a bit of one and a two. And when you think about it, you've got mates of 20 years, 30, 40 years, whatever, and they trust Bill Gates and Boris Johnson over your opinion.
Yeah,
that's quite scary, isn't it?
It is very scary.
They trust someone they've never met on TV. They'd rather listen to that and follow that than even give you a 3-minute discussion about it.
Yeah, I know.
Over something that could literally be life-changing and world-changing.
Yes, yeah. And also, why would you enter a conversation with somebody you care about like that? Like my neighbour, I don't know the guy. Yeah, so it doesn't matter if he falls out with me. I'm not going to lose any sleep on him, not with me either. However, with good friends who don't talk to you anymore because they think you're nuts, yeah, that's sad, that.
My friends also talk to me, but they've all thought of nuts since I was a kid, so it's all right.
Yeah, they talk to you, but not about that situation.
No.
5 years ago, they would have talked to you about everything.
Well, no, they'd have listened to me.
That split it, though, hadn't it?
They'd have listened to me crazy conspiracy stories as a bit of a joke and a laugh.
Yeah.
I don't think it's quite.
But now there's a line in the sand, isn't there? If you discuss that, you're entering a world that you might actually fall out with.
No one wants to.
Which
talk
is
about.
An oddity, isn't it?
It's odd. It is very odd.
Yeah. It is.
We're the ones yet again left feeling the oddest, though.
I don't know. I don't feel odd. I'm quite comfortable with my inner conspiracy nutter.
Yeah, me too. I always have been. But What I mean is, even if you look at it now on a surface area, I'm not on about it unless you've been hurt or something. But we're still on the brink, aren't we? We're still on the outside.
Yes.
Looking in, yeah. If you like.
On the fringe.
Yeah, we're on the fringe.
Fortunately for me, and I think you as well, and probably a lot of people listening, I'm quite comfortable being on the fringe. I think being a part spook, right, meant that we were brought up in a village. That,
I'm going to say, not just being a part spook, being a part spot, the only one for like 10-mile radius.
Exactly, yeah. And, to go into the centre of Huddersfield when we were kids. Yeah. And so you always felt odd one out anyway.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way. You always just felt that, you know what I mean, just how it was.
You visibly are the odd one out. So, yeah. But even with your black mates, you're the odd one out.
Yeah, exactly.
Not so much anymore, because you've got more...
Because you're a coconut.
There's quite a lot of...
That was my nickname and all.
But now... But yeah, I think it was mine as well. But now... There's a lot more mixed race people, aren't there? So it's not.
My mate Martin were called Custard.
Custard, I don't get that.
Yeah, he were called Custard. Black guys.
I don't get it.
Well, just because he's a lighter shade
of. Ah, right.
He had a fro, but he had quite light skin.
Right.
So they called him Custard because he was lighter skinned than.
Can't win, to be fair. No. If you were darker skinned, you get called shit. You just get shit when you're a kid.
And in fairness, there were less. Part spooks than full or whites.
Yeah, so, that's what I'm saying. Now you've got older, there's quite a few of us.
Yeah, exactly. I remember what my mate's nephew were going to a BLM thing in town in Huddersfield. And he were laughing, my mate. He said he was just going to go on stage, right? And the woman before him said, yeah, all white people are racist. And just as he went on stage, he went to her. Hang on a minute, my mum's white.
Was the woman who said that white or black?
Black.
She said all white people are racist.
Yeah. She must have been getting carried away with crowd.
That was insanity, wasn't it? More insanity in the middle of the insanity.
Yeah, yeah. And she probably didn't even mean it. This is what I mean. It just takes people
hyped
into nutters.
It got hyped up, yeah.
Just takes people into anyway. Yeah. Right, so how does this perma-crisis, this is the one we're going to work on today in this podcast, what's its impact on ours or the population's mental health? Well, I left the clinic today, right, and these are some of the signs. In fact, on Saturday, I was driving from Manchester on into the village, and there's some traffic lights, and it's a bit of a bottleneck, so only one car can pass at each time, these traffic lights, and I was behind three cars. The guy at the front where the traffic lights were waiting patiently for him to change. Hmm. The guy just in front of me, so the third car, decided he'd waited long enough and pulled out and overtook him, even though the lights were red. Right. Oncoming cars were beeping at him, right? Right, so that were bad enough. But then the second car, took over the first guy because he think, well, if he's gone, I'm going. And he blocked the road. So the oncoming traffic couldn't go. And this is the type of NCP, like... meltdown. We were speaking about it like a...
Pause you there quickly. Yeah. You just reminded me, we were driving down at Cambridge over there and we saw exactly the same thing. We were parked a traffic light at red and this guy went around into the other side of the road and went around and continued.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've been driving since I was 17. I've never seen someone do that.
No.
It was a busy road as well.
It reminds me, and I don't know what it is, it's like a glitch, but it reminds me of when you used to play computer games and you go into a room and you see a guy or a woman in corner running into the wall.
Not in a wall.
And be halfway through the wall type of thing. A bit like that hand, you know, Biden's hand when it went through microphone and stuff like that. A
glitch in the matrix.
Like that. Yeah. And these people are going insane. Now, I can't say whether them people in them cars were jabbed. I'd say they were, but I don't know if they were. But even if they weren't, something about this... Is it just the trauma? When I left the clinic today, a delivery driver came in dropping some stuff off and I heard him saying to one of the nurses, they've taped one of the roads off down there, blah blah. I didn't hear what he said and I thought, what again? Like they taped it off other week because it's like the two, three rows down, it's like crack alley. They're all poor buggers who were drinking 2 litres of white lightning and stuff outside on the doorsteps all day. And that's different. That's a different level witch piss, that.
Yeah. I mean,
anyway, I drove down because I had to go that way. And sure enough, I forgot about it when I drove down. But sure enough, it's all taped off. There's meat wagons there, sirens going, coppers there. And there's a guy on the roof walking, threatening to jump off on two stories and a massive roof. They're all Victorian, so they're quite high. I'd say they're a good 40, 50 foot up. And he stood on chimney stack, as in on the just around where the chimney things are. Don't know what's happened. I don't know if he's down now. I mean, that was, 4 or 5 hours ago. But then he ran off. So he's running on top of all terraced houses on the roof. So
but
isn't
it,
that's
isn't
one
it funny,
thing.
Right? Growing up in Halifax, all right, Huddersfield, Halifax, two things. I never saw that happen, right? And there were no homeless people either. Have we reached the point in one of the richest nations where there's so many homeless people?
Well, if you went to London, you saw people who were on homeless streets.
There was one camp in Huddersfield. There's one guy in Huddersfield.
Yeah.
But people are giving money.
And there were one in Halifax and all. He stunk a piss. And, I remember my mate, right? He bought him a sandwich and a cup of coffee. And he took coffee and sandwich up, and he was walking towards him. And this tramp looked up at him. He must stunk a piss. And he looked at him and went, "What the fuck are you looking at?" And my mate went, "Fuck you," and just threw him in the bin. "I'm going to give you them."
But I mean, anyway. There shouldn't, in an age like now, be no. I don't care what the economics are, but I don't give a shit. There shouldn't be any homeless people.
No, there shouldn't.
And, I mean, you can tell me.
I suppose shelter are doing their thing, Chris. I mean, there is tens of millions.
Yeah,
how much is CEO? 100 million a year.
How much is CEO?
Oh, it'd be a decent whack, wouldn't it? But remember, it's philanthropic, which we're going to talk about again. Investments, Chris. They're just investing in things that help. Then future generations that never seem to get it in the future. Just keep giving, keep running around dressed as a stormtrooper and London Marathon, climbing up Kilimanjaro and living your midlife crisis to raise money for these
bottomless
pointless
pit.
Charities, bottomless pits, the black holes.
Just quickly, a funny story while we're talking about traffic. Do you remember that I told you the other day? Me and Mrs. Words, she's got one of those big Dutch bikes and she was going down the road near her work. Thin road, and she hears someone beep behind her. And because we obviously go to school, you know, you lose track of who you know in the local area because of kids and stuff. And this woman's waving at her, or she thinks she's waving at her. So she loses her, going, "Oh, yeah, yeah." And she winds the window down and goes, "Get out of the fucking way." And then she realized after she wasn't waving, she was doing wanker sign.
Class.
Sorry, I had to say that. Funny.
Yeah. Another Louism. So, Grab Claws sent me something today. We were watching BBC One last night. Ambulance, is it a programme? I don't know. Again, this perma crisis, the traumatic impact on lives.
Well, all that stuff's perma crisis, isn't it, those shows?
Yeah, all them shows.
Why is he watching?
What are they
that?
Selling there, apart from fear?
Fear and horror.
Selling? Well, it's either that or he tunes into, or he's on OnlyFans, so he's probably better off on that, isn't
he? He probably is. Probably less tormenting to his brain. Bloody hell.
Anyway, last night was about, he had the first scene was a 29-year-old guy who 2 years previously had jumped off his own roof. He's another one trying to jump off his roof, trying to commit suicide. He broke both legs, but not deemed suicidal enough to get help. He was left and found 2 years later hung from his loft while some of his five young children were playing in the house. So Five children playing at the same house. And the next one, I can't remember the age. I think it said the 32. Woman found with stab wounds self-inflicted to her neck and slit both wrists while a two-and-a-half-year-old baby girl lay lifeless but breathing beside her, rushed to hospital after intensive life-saving medical attention, but the little girl died after arriving at hospital.
What? Hang on a minute, is this in the ambulance show?
Yeah, this is on the ambulance show last night at 9 o'clock. Is what they're showing us. In Huddersfield, 2 days ago, a woman
stabbed her three... Is that considered entertainment?
A woman's, well, apparently. A woman, real life, Chris. This is real life.
I don't know if you can assume to saying these.
You know, but what I'm trying to say is, what I want to get away from is the sudden deaths are fine. That's one thing, right? But these stories now are the aftermath of the aftermath of the aftermath.
Yeah, people going nuts.
These are the ripples of the ripples of the ripple effect, yeah. Aren't they?
I think things like that are, I think they go down generations. You know, when there's
been a war. Already proved that the trauma is carried from to the next generation. So the war was carried to our parents, onto us, and onto the next generations.
You see, for instance, and no disrespect to Polish folk, I love Polish folk. You see, in the older Polish folk, the knock on of the communist period,
It's understandable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, because they've gone through shit every time, haven't they? Because
yes.
You know, every European bit of turmoil, they get dragged into it.
But these are the stories. I mean, I don't watch this. This is one of the reasons I don't watch it, because the loop that's playing is a constant loop of murder, death, kill. I mean, in Huddersfield, Chris, I think it was yesterday or the day before, a mother stabbed the three kids.
What?
I don't think the kids she killed. I don't think they died. But these are signs out there. What about that Epsom College? Where? Hang on a minute. So a woman, an head teacher, her husband killed head teacher, 45, and their daughter, Letty, who was 7, and then killed himself. He was 39.
Who's killed the wife and the daughter?
Yeah, she was the headmistress at Epsom College, private college. And she lived there on the grounds with her daughter and her husband. And he shot him. He was a chartered accountant. And he shot his wife and child, and he killed himself.
I mean, these things have always happened. Do you think there's
I don't know. I'm saying there's a lot of these happening. I'm saying there's a lot of. I mean, this guy George walking around at school has got a licensed gun. The firearm is said to have been licensed to George Patterson. I mean, it's pretty fucking horrendous, that, isn't it? It's not fun in the sun. But I think these, after the sudden death stuff, and I'm sorry to brighten everybody's day with all this, but the driving or the people that are turning into NPCs, like we mentioned about, you know, people just stopping or just doing odd stuff in road and what have you. We're going to see more of that. We're going to see more of this type of behaviour where I come out of a clinic and walk across the road and road's taped off and somebody's trying to jump off a roof. We're going to see more of this stuff.
Well, you think we are. You hope we're not. You think we might.
Yeah, we think we are.
You don't know.
Well, I hope we're not. I said, I was saying to some today, I hope that we're wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I hope Brian Cox can come up to me and go, I've got this graph, Dom. Just have a look at this. I like your leather jacket, Brian. Oh, it's lovely, that.
Never.
Did you wear that in Dareem in first video? Wanker. Anyway. And he can prove, and he can say, this is why it's wrong.
Right. To be honest, like we always say, you're observing things and hints at what you think might happen in the future, which is what we've always done. And if you remember, when was it I came up and we saw on that bridge? I think we mentioned it. I think it's worth
mentioning. Yeah, we mentioned it a long time ago, but we will. Yeah,
it's worth mentioning again.
It was 2020 when.
Was it in lockdown or it after?
It would after the first part of that summer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it was August. It was July 2020. July. Yeah.
Yeah.
We went over Scammon Down Bridge, which is a bridge near where we grew up. And it used to be one of Europe's longest single span bridges at one point.
100 foot up and 150 foot, something shooting.
Something like that. Anyway, but it had a lot of people jumping off. It seemed to be one a month at one point.
What? Historically?
Well, especially the last 10 years or something like that.
You would know that people jumped off it.
Yeah. They used to stop the cars at the bottom of the motorway and climb up the embankment to do it.
Yeah. So we were going to your house, which is around there, and it was all cordoned off, and we got talking to a security guy saying what they're doing. Yeah. He said that, and this is just beginning of the nonsense. And he said they were making the barriers another 6 foot higher or something. Was it 6 foot?
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
So they were
sort of pointing.
Yeah. Before anything had really happened, for some reason. I mean, can you imagine how much planning that would take as well? Especially in England. It takes just fucking ages to plan anything. So it had been planned, obviously, beforehand that they were going to build these curved walls on this bridge that had been there for my entire life. So it'd been there for, 50 years or something, fire? Because they knew there was going to be more people trying to jump off it. And that security guy said did he say caught a few people? Or remember he said one, it was a woman walking up the bank and he said, what are you doing? She said, I'm going to jump off.
A lawyer.
A lawyer, yeah.
Yeah, I remember speaking to him. But yeah, we've seen these strange things, a bit like the Lee Marvin story that's put out there, just to counteract the died suddenlies. To me, that's old news now. We know that's gone on. We know it's still going on. We know people are being knocked off with the increase in deaths. They can't explain it. There is no explanation other than they've all been tapped.
Long COVID.
Yeah, apart from that. But the Daily Mail has revealed, Chris, it's revealed, just 75 Brits have been killed by COVID jib-jabs, as experts hail data as proof of jabs are incredibly safe and not behind surging excess deaths.
But if it's 70, isn't that too many anyway?
Well, there's two things here, right? Firstly, 75 Brits have been killed.
Yeah, weird, isn't it? That's terminology.
Yeah. By the Divock. Also, what proof? I read the article. There's no proof in there. All they were trying to do were bluster away from that article that said 300,000 people had died in America from the taps. Where have they got the 75 from?
The headline says under 100, doesn't it?
Yeah. But where are the 75? Or even under 100? From the yellow card scheme? Well, they can't get it from that because there's more on that. So where have they actually got it from?
Yeah.
They've just made this up. They've made it up. And it says here, for comparison, experts estimate you have a 1 in 250,000 chance of being hit by an asteroid and dying.
No one's ever been hit by
an asteroid. They're checking the piss, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're checking
Who's ever been hit by an asteroid?
No, and plastic dinosaurs. Apparently.
But why write that piece that is a piece of nothing? But even if it was true and 75 people had died from the jibby jabs, that's too many, isn't it? Surely.
Well, I would think so.
That because other jibby jabs have been taken off the market for less than that. So why?
They're taking the piss.
Why would you brag about that? And also, if you take 75 in this country that have died of that, and how many is it in this country? 60 odd million, is it? Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that, if you believe
the figures. So then take all the other countries all around the world. How many are you talking then that have.
Who are these people?
Nobody even from their statistics effort. How many are you talking then that have died throughout the world? That's far too many, isn't it, surely?
But surely if they know there were 75, they know it were Jim and Barbara.
Could at least name a couple.
Boris. They could say it's 75 and they've all been paid out, but that's where we've got figures from.
Yeah.
The families have been paid out at whatever the 10 pence that we think that they deserve for being experimental hamsters.
We've acknowledged them, but we're still not answering the phone calls.
Yeah, we're not answering the phone calls, and we're going to ridicule them and say they're making it up as well.
They're mental,
Leading experts told Mail Online the low death toll was proof the life-saving... So low death toll was proof life-saving vaccines are incredibly safe. That doesn't make sense in itself.
No. Just words.
They also admitted it could be... They also admitted it could be a slight undercount. So there's a double whammy. So it's not 75. It could be an undercount.
Fucking hell. It's like they're making it up as they go along.
Anybody would think they just licked the finger and pissed in wind. Yeah.
We need these numbers. Now just write a story around it.
Yeah, 175. That's like that old thing when you say to that Jewish guy, when he asks for a five and he says...
No, lend me a pound. 75p, what do you want 50p for, that one?
I ain't going to lend you 10 pence. Anyway.
That's racist.
So, that is... So we've had a go at Scottish people.
You're an anti-Semite.
Part spooks. French Scots.
French jocks.
French jocks.
Jocks in general.
What else? Your nostrils.
You're anti-Semite.
I'm trying to think of anybody else. We covered anybody. We haven't mentioned Irish yet.
No.
But yeah. Doctors, these experts. Oh, by the way, that story there was written by Emily Sternum, health reporter for Mail Online.
Right.
Punch me in sternum. Doctors are now advising, these are these experts, women who are done having kids to get their fallopian tubes removed to reduce their risk of ovarian cancer.
Yeah, why not? Just get them sliced out.
Get them tied up, them old tubes. Yeah.
Did I read an article the other day? I don't know if I sent it to you, where they were saying they're going to put the baby building material inside men.
Right.
I'm pretty sure
there was an article.
Or,
yeah.
Or was it a nightmare?
Do
you know what I mean? Though you just get confused, don't you? They just have some waking lucid nightmare about it. Or did I actually see it? I've got the images.
But that's how ridiculous these things have got now. They've got to the point where you think, you know, am I actually witnessing this? Is this real? Are we actually entering a totally different dimension? Because
you mix all this with that performance in the red performance with the whoever doing
it. Yeah, that we talked about at the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah. And you just think, where are we?
What is actually going on?
I had a vision for a cartoon strip the other day, and I might try and do it.
Yeah.
Where someone, you know, like in ye old days, and he builds a time machine to go, because his wife's ill, so he wants to go forward in time and bring back the medicines to, and, you know, he leaves his old doctor mate there, his assistant, and he goes, I'll be back in a while. Jeeves, I'm just going to go to the future and I'll stay there for a few and I'll learn, come back. And he just comes back with a pair of tits and a dildo. And a lot of vaccinations for his missus.
And a Sam Smith CD, yeah.
A pair of devil horns on.
That Sam Smith, he sung theme tune to Bond, didn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I
in between Adele. Yeah. So yeah, he sang I forget which one it was now, because I'm not really tuned into Bond. But when you think about it, right, Bond used to be that epitome of English, yes, you know,
English
style, whatever you want to call it, if that's what it is, yeah. Of the 1960s and now you've got somebody who can't decide what sex they are, who cross dresses. Singing the theme tune. That's where we've got to. We're living. Do you know what? Right. I know the lefties or righties, wherever they are, I'm not even interested. I've no problem with anybody. None whatsoever. Absolutely zero. I keep saying that our generation changed all that. We were going clubbing. I was going to gay clubs. It was no problem. That's how it was. You know, it wasn't an issue.
Yeah, and you don't meet any racists.
Can imagine our dad saying it? I used to go to gay clubs. Can imagine him saying that, you know,
without
feeling.
He actually did.
I know, but he didn't used to tell anybody. Because my mum used to drag him there because she had some mates, didn't she?
No, my mum used to work in one. She worked in Amsterdam.
Yeah, that's right, Amsterdam bar.
So weirdly enough.
That doesn't sound gay.
As right wing as our dad were, I used to go to a gay bar in 80s in Nuddersfield. Just a flurry of contradictions, that man. Marries a black woman in the 60s and then goes to a gay club in 80s. Weird.
And I had quite a few gay friends, didn't I?
Yeah. We had a lot of gay friends around our house.
Yeah.
Huh? We used to call Alan Alice, didn't
I? Yeah. But it's a strange scenario because we get told you're racist or homophobic or whatever because you are.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing.
You're not doing anything about it.
You're an anti-vax because you are, because you've dared question something that could poison you. Because look, only 75 people have been killed, but that could be an underestimate. So they don't even know how many's been killed. You know, and you've less chance of being hit by an asteroid.
Well, you've got no chance of being hit by an asteroid.
No, no chance whatsoever.
Never land on the planet, do they? None of them ever land here. So,
no.
What asteroid? I mean, one misses Earth about every 6 months, doesn't it? Because it's always in the news. Missed apparently Earth the size of a bus or whatever.
How come none of them have hit a satellite or a space station? How come
they just plowed through a load of satellites? falling out of the sky.
How come they haven't ploughed through that tin foil that's floating around at space station?
Bollocks, that's why.
Yeah. They're micrometeorites travelling at millions of miles an hour.
That
are just firing around like darts at 2,000 miles an hour.
Scary space, yeah. Just too
strange,
much.
Isn't it? Anyway, coming on to end of this first part. So
I was just going to say, Musk was on about launching that big rocket again as well. He's always in two things that are always in the news. If you read, I flip through Mail Online occasionally or every couple of days, and two things that are guaranteed to be in there. One's Musk and one's one of Kardashians.
Right.
Who have never done anything or achieved anything. And I'm pretty sure Musk can't as well, to be honest with you. I think he's just ahead, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, they both got good facelifts. if you say good facelifts. They've got his forehead has got 3 or 4 inches on it now. He's getting more and more Tefal every time you see him.
Because he's keep putting layering more hair on top.
I'm still waiting for Fauci files. Yeah, it doesn't seem to be forthcoming, those Fauci files.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even be asked to talk about Twitter because I've never looked at it. But
I've never gone on it.
Isn't it funny how they've created a thing, right? And then they've created a thing around that thing.
Yeah.
And now they've created a freedom in that thing that didn't exist anywhere. And it's just, you know, something that makes me mad is when people say, oh, I've been getting stalked and abused on Twitter. You know, you can turn it off.
Yeah, just turn it off.
That's
all you have to do.
Don't look at it.
Just turn it off. Turn it off.
And it's gone.
You know, we're shadow banned on YouTube. Like, so, do you know what? Don't release that one there. Simple.
Well, we keep trying just for a laugh, don't we, want anything?
Yeah. But we got a strike of the month. So that's another reason why I'm postponing Jerry, because it runs out in March. So I thought, I'm going to put something on. We might as well have one strike as opposed to having two, because then you're just running the risk. Not that there's a risk, because I don't really care about it, but it's a good advertising tool, isn't it?
Yeah,
use it for what you want to use it for, really. That's about it. Being honest, I don't, like we said, we don't really care if we've got.
If you record Jerry on YouTube, can you keep it for us ourselves as well?
Oh, yeah, download it,
Right.
Even if they're live. Yeah, that's the main thing. All right, then. If you're leaving us now, the song there. If you're leaving us now, we'll see you next time. If
gonna
not,
take the better part of me.
You haven't got them bollock crushing high notes, have you? Like Peter Soteria. Chicago, wasn't it? That
all right, Chicago.
Yeah. Anyway, see you soon. Tune in next time. Bye. Of the oceans and skies.